That's still, that name's still in our family. We have several of them by that name. He was a doctor and was stationed in Selma during the war. He was not born in Lounsbury. His people came from South Carolina originally. And then he married a from down. Let me see now. And Sarah was his wife.
He was a doctor.
He was a doctor. And he, after the army, he settled in Lounsbury and raised his family there. My grandfather.
Yeah, was your grandmother from Lounsbury?
No, she was from Lowndes County. But he had never lived in Lowndes County until after the war.
Yeah.
He came from South Carolina and went in the army somewhere. Don't really remember all that. But he was in the army, and then afterwards he settled in Lounsbury and was a practicing physician there and died when I was about 12 years old.
But your grandmother was from?
My grandmother didn't die till after I married. She died about 9. She didn't die till after my father died. She died, I've forgotten what year, because my father died in 17. She died about 19. She was a real old lady and was blind.
What about your husband?
Huh?
Your husband?
He was Austin Pickett.
And tell me just a little bit about his parents?
Well, the originally came from Robson Springs over here across the river over there near out from Fradford somewhere. They called us Robson Springs. But he never lived there himself. His parents, some of his grandparents, moved into Lounsbury. But he was born and raised in Lounsbury, my husband's mother and father. No, she was a mechanic. His mother was a but I don't know where mother was born. But I know her father was born in Lounsbury.
What did he do? He lived here, didn't he?
He never lived. He lived in Lounsbury here.
Uh-huh.
He was a farmer. And my husband was the youngest child in his family.
What was his education?
He went to Auburn.
Okay.
And he left Auburn and farmed here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The first thing I want to talk to you about is about the house. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to talk about this house.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, before I do that, let me... All right, so,
Frank, you want to put that little chair down and sit on?
Oh, well, I'll go back over there pretty soon.
Now, there's four rooms.
Uh-huh.
Now, the same way upstairs, and there's a front door upstairs that opens out on that little portico. I don't know if you noticed.
Uh-huh, yes, I did.
Well, that opens out there.
Okay, downstairs, if this is the front door,
uh-huh.
What room is this?
That's the front door. Well, that's that room over there?
Yeah, this room?
Uh-huh. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well?
Well?
That's always been my living room.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call anything else?
No, I never did, but they didn't use it for a living. I don't know what they used it. But you see, this house was bought.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. And then this room here, this is your dining room now. But what was it then? This room.
It was a bedroom.
Bedroom.
And the dining room was right back at the bedroom. But there was no door opening between that. Now, Marla added that.
Mm-hmm. And this room?
I had a guest room.
Okay. And upstairs were all bedrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Stairs here.
Four bedrooms upstairs.